Next case.
Case number 10,839, Lawrence and Harriet Battis, north of Road 58B, west of Bayview Circle West, being lot 194 within Bayview Landing Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Harriet, Lawrence Battis.
Harriet Battis. 38032, Bayview Circle West, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Do we start?
Sure can.
We had a shed built, added to our home about 3 years ago. And this spring, then, we got a letter from Mr. Malloy, you know, over in the office. And my wife and myself, have been talking back and forth with him since then. We have Ryan, who built our home, did not build the shed. We had someone else build the shed who was building decks and, you know, sheds and things all around the various community. So the shed's been, it's been an existing shed for 3 years. And they're saying that since it is part of the house, it just touches the side of the house, it was attached, that's the reason we need a variance, because if you measure from the front of my shed to my neighbor's line, we thought it was a 5-foot variance, or at least that's what I was told by the guy who built it, or he should have known. He said, you're well within the variance. He had the permits pulled and everything. And the best I can figure out is from what I guess Mr. Malloy said, since it's attached, or, you know, attached to the house, it needs to be 10 feet. So I think I've been measuring, and we had surveyors come out and resurvey the property and everything. And I guess we're about, I guess even they were wondering why they were there, the surveyors, but I guess it's maybe 2 feet or less than 2 feet from our neighbor's line, and our neighbor has no objection to the shed being there. So we've never applied for a variance in our lives, so we'll try to go through this with you here.
Okay.
But that's why we're here, because we must get a variance approved in order, you know, to meet, I guess, the standard of Sussex.
The surveyor came up with about 17 inches that we were over. And he was the original surveyor of the entire Ryan community.
Okay. According to the survey, we have your 6.5 feet from the line.
Okay, he told us.
Is that the survey you submitted?
He said some, yeah, that's the survey. Is that what we are?
It says 6.5 feet, which is the need for a 3.5-foot variance.
Okay, then I didn't know that. I thought it was less than.
Okay. Who was the builder?
Jerry Schaefer.
And did he get a permit?
Yes, I have a permit here. He got all of this. We went round and round with him since April. We had a check dated, and I have copies. April the 5th, and we talked to Mr. Malloy. He said, you get all the papers, take it over to him. And this was on a Wednesday. He said, I will take this up to Mr. Malloy's office. You guys don't have to worry about it. I was the builder, and I'll deliver it on Friday. This was April the 5th. At the end of
this
May.
Of this year.
Oh, yes. This year. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, a permission. At the end of May, I just got tired of it, because we were talking to Mr. Malloy, and he was very nice about this whole thing, and he said he knows he should have had that done. Well, what happened was then we called him and said, where are you building in Bay Forest? I'll come up that next morning. He said, I still have your original envelope with all the papers and your check dated April the 5th. So this was on a Saturday morning. He said, call me at 10 o'clock, and I'll give you directions to the house I'm working on. I think he was building a screened-in porch. So I go, I call him at 10 o'clock, and he said, oh, I forgot it. And I said, I'm going to Mr. Malloy's office on Tuesday morning, because that's the day he's in here. And he said, well, you can go to my house and get it. So I had to drive to his house, and I finally got the papers, came up here. We met with the folks over in the other office, wrote a new check, which has a, you know, more current date on for the variance. And so we've been going round and round and round with this thing, and we had no idea. Like I said, it's an existing shed. It matches the house, same siding. All the neighbors think, you know, what is the problem? Well, the problem I know is that it didn't meet the code, the variance code. So that's where we are. I mean, we can go, we did sort of answer every question, you know, that you gave us there. I don't know where you want us to proceed, but I mean, it's not detrimental to anyone that I can think of, or, you know, our neighbor's property. And in fact, it sort of enhances the look.
I mean, I don't know how this operates because we're new to Sussex County. We came from Montgomery County, Maryland. And to me, the onus is with the builder. I mean, isn't he the one that supposedly knows all of the protocol for building, pulling permits, variances, and anything else? I mean, we put our trust in him. He's got a, he's, I guess he's licensed in Sussex County, and, you know.
Sure. Have you discussed with him moving the shed or
he
making
it? It's attached to the house.
Okay.
He doesn't want any part of it.
Is that right?
Yes, and we even sent him a letter saying that tonight was the hearing. We really would expect him to be here.
We said expect him.
Do you have an address for him?
Yes, I do.
I do.
May we have it?
Yeah. You want to spell his name?
Sure. We'll just give it to her, Larry. All right.
Okay, well, this is the only... I'll
take it. Mr. Burrow.
Mm-hmm. I'd like that back because that's the only thing his address on. Too.
I mean, there's no onus on his part whatsoever. And when we talk to the people in planning and zoning, I ask him, I said, is there anything that your office can do for any type of penalty for him? He said, no, there's nothing we can do. The only thing you can do is to spread the word about him. And I said, well, you know, he's persona non grata in our development because he's pulled this with a lot of people and they've had problems too. So, you know,
Should we answer all these questions for you?
You're going to go through them.
If it was detached, it would be 5 foot?
Yeah, if it was detached, it would be 5 foot. Okay. That's what they told us.
Right.
Yeah, okay. He said make an inch between that, but you'd have to take the back wall. I don't know how you do that.
It might be his problem. It might be his problem, but we'll continue. Sure, address the standards.
But I would rather have it the way it is because it looks... It's very nice the way it is.
Then tell us how it meets the standards.
Okay. What number are we starting with here?
Number one.
Number one. Okay. Number one, unique circumstances. Well, the building already exists. It's been in existence for 3 years with, you know.
And our lot was surveyed. We had it resurveyed. And he applied for the permit and did everything. And we assume.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a private residence. We're part of a completed community of Bayview Landing. It was turned over to, it was completed last year, and the builders turned it over to our HOA last year. We don't plan on any further development on our particular lot. That was the only thing that we were adding. The variance we'll have, if we get the variance, obviously, you know, we'll have reasonable use of
the shed
and, you know, what we put in the shed. Obviously, number three, Jerry Schaefer was the builder, and, you know, we just assumed that he would adhere to the building codes. We never even questioned it.
Well, we've been having difficulty with, like you said, this whole thing was, you know, been going on and on and on, trying to just get him to come up and, you know, present the papers, because I thought this would have been done last May, you know, but it just didn't happen.
I don't know if you got any other letters from our neighbors stating that, you know, they feel that it's an enhancement to our community. It's not anything that's a detrimental look to the community. You know, I haven't heard any anyway. You know, most of our neighbors feel that it's a good thing. Our adjacent neighbors that look at the shed, they've made all kind of comments that, you know, did they want us to come up tonight, or, you know, they were totally in agreement with us. I don't think that it's detrimental at all to the public welfare. There's a side entrance to it. It's not anything that you could even access from the street.
It's to the back of the house on the one side.
And you have the extent of the variance. I talked to the surveyors that day, and I was thinking it was 17 inches, but obviously it's 3 point whatever feet. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, it would be.
Relief of the problem.
Right, relief of the problem.
I don't know what you want us to say, you know.
Will it substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property?
Not at all.
Not at all. What's behind you?
Pardon?
What's behind you there?
We have the woods.
Okay.
And that, if you measure from the back, that's so far that it's, you know, that's probably 30 feet or more, you know, back to the wood, to our property line in the back. So this doesn't, I think one of the buntings on that, so it doesn't affect that at all. The only persons are the people on our, you know, the shed borders on their side.
How far is their home? Within the 10 feet, or is it?
No, they have, from you mean from where the property line is to their house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they've got a good, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 feet or
15 feet, I would say.
Gotcha.
Well, I never stepped it off from, you know, the line over to the side of their house.
About the same distance.
I would say 15 feet,
house,
right.
Yeah,
correct.
I would say. Yeah, all the lots are pretty consistent mm-hmm. there. Yeah, it would be a good thing.
All right. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I mean, the shed is of the same material, the building material is the house. It's the root, same roof material. It's everything's identical to, you know, codes and specifications of Ryan Homes. And it's a very nice attachment.
And it has a light in, and that was all inspected. You know, that's all inspected, the electrician, that was all done. You know, and through the whole process, we thought, well, you know, inspector, the permit was pulled, the guy, they wired it. But, you know, and we thought, well.
All right.
So I don't know.
Do you also have a phone number for the builder?
Hmm?
Do you also have a phone number for the builder?
I got it.
I had all that little sticky.
All right. Thank you.
May I get that back?
Sure.
All right. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Would you like to speak or just want to be noted by Ann?
No. We would only be repeating what they said.
Fair enough. Thank you. Make a note that there are two here in favor. Anyone here in opposition?
Vice Chairman, I do have a letter from a neighbor in favor and the Homeowners Association in favor.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Okay. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table this case, see if we can get the builder to come to the meeting, subpoena the builder.
Okay, you want to leave the hearing open to subpoena the builder?
Yeah. So we can ask some questions on that.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, give the usual voting sign. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion's carried. The public hearing will be left open only for the purpose of the builder to be subpoenaed and testify before this board. Next case.
Okay,